Bob?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, we are ready to go. So how have you been?
Well, I've been really good. There's been really a lot going on, and it's really exciting stuff.
Well, I am looking forward to hearing about it. I just wanted to tell you first off that I so appreciate you doing this recording with me. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. You've done a lot for me, so nothing for me to give something back to you like this.
Well, thank you. And I'm hearing in your voice that you've had some pretty good things happening since we last spoke. So tell me what's been going on.
Well, there's been a couple of exciting things going on. Number one, I actually went up to one of my customers' locations and actually filmed for 3 days one of his company's installations of a epoxy deck around a swimming pool, the steps leading down to the pool, the tiki area there, and part of the driveway. So that was great. I mean, it's the first time I've done something like that. And I'm no Hollywood film director, but I think I did pretty darn good with that. Spent 3 days there, and luckily we had three great days of weather. I mean, there was no rain. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too humid. So everybody had a great time. I mean, there were a couple of moments when a couple of guys hammed it up a little bit, but finally they settled down and they just acted natural, and they didn't start staring into the camera. So that's I'll tell you, if you've never done anything like that, it's really eye-opening. And you see just how hard these Hollywood directors actually have to work at it for that finished product. But anyway, I'm getting off track. Actually filmed this, and what the reason I did it is I'm trying to, I'm always trying to think of something to market this product a little bit broader. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually download this after I get it edited, and I'm going to send this link out to my entire client list. So they'll see, number one, how easy it is to install, and it'll kind of, those that haven't done it before, it'll show them the necessary steps, and those that have done it, it'll probably give them a little refresher course on maybe some of the shortcuts and some of the proper procedures to use when installing this product. But I'm really excited about that. And I guess the biggest thing is that we finally acquired that commercial space right next to us. So, I remember me telling you about that? It's probably been about a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
That we wanted to expand our production. Well, like we talked about, we needed to bring a second production line in, which also included a half-gallon and 1 gallon bottle filling line. So, that's perfect. I mean, that's exactly what we were looking for, and I have good feelings about this.
Congratulations! Those are two huge things. One thing about the video that you were talking about that I just want to ask you for my clarification, will your clients be able to share that with their end customers to increase business for them and thus you?
Yes, and that's the beauty of sending this link out, is that number one, it's not protected, so they can share with other people, and it's not cumbersome like burning it to a DVD and then you have to kind of track it down. I mean, this is going to work out perfectly, because this way it'll get not only will my clients get be able to see this, but but also they can share it with their customers. And, you know, rolling that on out, if they integrate that into part of their sales presentation for this type of service, the customers, I think, are going to be dazzled by it. So I mean, this is a win-win any way you cut it.
Oh, yeah. I am thrilled about that because I know that's a new direction for you. And that new space, Bob, that's a big step going forward for your company. How is that going so far?
Well, it's really going great. I couldn't be happier. You know, the line is up and running. And, of course, you know, being as we expanded, we had to hire four more people. But and these four people came in from the actual the food industry, all four of them, where they actually worked on food packaging production lines. So they had that piece, and all I had to do was teach them the other part, which was how to handle hazardous materials, dealing with chemicals, what to do in case of a spill, and then safety precautions to take. So, but I mean, these people are really working out great. I'm really happy, and of course that brings my employee count up to 12 people. So, you know, I'm getting to be a big mogul here in the epoxy industry. Okay, maybe not quite.
Well, maybe so. I think that's great. I think we can call you a big mogul in the epoxy industry. I am so thrilled for you. So, Bob, what are you going to gain from having that extra production capacity? Talk to me about that a little.
Well, it's going to be a lot. There's a lot of benefit here. We're able to double our production probably within 6 months, as well as our gross profit. But of course that, you know, the more products you get out, the more your name gets out and people start recognizing the product and, there's more interest in it. But, actually, you know, I want to talk to you about some ideas for the business, today about, you know, how to grow the business to the next step, now that we do have that added capacity and can produce more product.
Well, doubling production and doubling gross profit is a big deal. So that's what you want to talk about today.
Yes, huh?
Okay.
What I want to do is discuss the next steps in marketing these products to the consumers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a couple of thoughts going on there. First, you know, I want to do some additional marketing, increase my marketing to homeowners. And I also, I know this sounds odd, but I want to target artists who use epoxy in their work, people that do crafts, people that do artistic productions. The way I got there is that one of my customers asked me to come up one Saturday about 2 weeks ago to Louisville, Kentucky at a big home improvement show and just help him out at his table because, you know, he needed someone with some technical background that could explain the technical side of it and somebody that was good with people. I was quite flattered that he asked me to do that. I told him, sure, that's no problem. I got up there and this place was packed. This is probably one of the biggest home improvement shows in probably the southeastern United States.
Okay.
It opened up at 9 in the morning and closed at 9 at night. So it was, you know, it was a long day. It was 12 hours. But, you know, in working that table with him, there were a lot of people that came up and asked, naturally they asked the technical questions, but when they saw epoxy, I got a lot of inquiries about from artists and people that do do craft work. So you know, I had the information response card. So I got a whole bunch of those that I brought back with me. So that gives me a little more prospects to go forward with this. So. I think the crafts and the artist market is a market that I haven't tapped yet, and I'm really anxious to get going on that.
That sounds really interesting, because that would really give you an entree into B2C. You do B2B now, so this is this thought with the homeowners and the artists really is B2C business, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one would you like to start?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is something that I wasn't even expecting. I was expecting to go up there, work the home show with the customer, hobnob with the people. But this is kind of an added benefit, and I'm really, really, really excited about it.
I can tell that. It sounds pretty intriguing. So you mentioned the homeowners and the artist. Which one would you like to start with first?
Let's talk about the homeowner piece first, because I think that'll be quicker, and then we can move on to the artists. Both of these though kind of dovetail together, because we're busiest, as the spring through the fall, and of course then business just drops off. And I want to offset that downtime as much as I can. As far as the homeowners go, I want to do some additional marketing to the do-it-yourselfers. Mm. As I do mostly sales, like you said, from business to business, and furnishing the product for, of course, private labeling for those two other companies. But back to the homeowners, I've advertised to them before, but it's been a while. What I did was magazine advertising. And, I'd like to explore other options with you.
Okay, so let's discuss what you're thinking of doing. Tell me what you've thought through.
Well, the last time I used an ad in Southern Living magazine, it worked well, but, that print stuff, it can be kind of pricey. I think I may want to look at some other print advertisers and see where I can go from there.
That makes sense. Which ones were you thinking of, Bob?
Well, I'm thinking of, being as I have a track record with Southern Living, I may take another look at Southern Living and maybe reconfigure the marketing there. But of course there's also This Old House magazine, which is quite popular because of the PBS TV show, and there's also The Family Handyman, which is it's a popular magazine, has a huge circulation, and it's actually printed by the same people that print the Reader's Digest, so it's out there, and it's keyed mostly to the people who, the homeowner that doesn't want somebody else to do it. They want to do it themselves. They want to get their own hands dirty. So I think that might be a really good magazine to go to too.
Makes sense. What would your next step be in checking that magazine route out?
Well, naturally, it would be the pricing and see where I can get the most bang for my buck.
That certainly makes sense, because I know it is expensive. Bob, what other marketing options do you see for that homeowner side of your business?
Well, I have a small list of clients, previous purchasers, and people that have indicated interest in the past, including these new leads I got at that Louisville Home Show.
Mm.
And as my website is fairly new, but I'm thinking about sending out an email to all the previous clients and the prospects, as well as doing a little SEM to add to the list.
Well, that would be interesting. Now, when you think of those two options, which one seems more appropriate for your business, the print one or the email email, I guess the print is a definite, but the email or the SEM?
Well, honestly, it's the email and the SEM that would be different for me. Something that I haven't really capitalized on before. I'd really like to give them a try, but being as I haven't done it before, it does feel a little daunting because it's something brand new for me.
Totally normal. What could you do, Bob, to make yourself more comfortable in this area that's new for you?
Well, that's a good question. Doing the email, feels all right now that I break it down in my mind. That's going to be fairly easy. I just have to compose it, and the list isn't that big. It's not that big, but it's maybe a problem to pull together. I'm comfortable writing it myself. The SEM is another issue. I can start with the web guy that helped me set up the site. He'll probably be able to give me a referral that I can use and someone I can trust to work with. Like I'll talk to him as the first step. What do you think?
That makes good sense to me. Bob, quick question for you. In the last minute or two, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you hold the phone closer to your mouth or something? It's getting a little choppy.
Oh, sure. All right. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
So is there anything else on the homeowner's piece that you want to cover now?
No, I feel a good bit more comfortable with that, just talking through it and just, letting it out there and, it's starting to come together in my mind.
So, Bob, I'd like to ask you a question, if I could. How big is the business drop for you in the winter months?
Oh, it's huge. It's about 60%, and I really need to offset that with something to smooth it out. So that's what I really need to work towards.
Yeah, that's a big drop. If you could offset that, Bob, what would it mean to your business?
Well, it would it'd be, I guess, stability and even cash flow. They wouldn't have to worry about, paying the bills and keeping everybody employed. And, as long as, the employees are busy, the time will fly, and they'll enjoy their jobs a lot better, I'm sure.
Bob, is there anything else that it would give you as the business owner?
The most important thing is peace of mind.
Yeah. Could you say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I get really, stressed in the fall because I know what's coming, and I don't, I really don't want another real slow winter season. It's key to me to get out ahead of this year, and I'm committed to doing it.
That's understandably a big deal, and this is the perfect time to be tackling it. I want to stop for a minute and make sure that we're accomplishing what you want to in this session, Bob. What's your opinion on how we're doing so far?
Oh, it's great. I have good clarity on the homeowner piece, and we're doing exactly what I wanted.
That is wonderful. What do you think of moving on to the artist side of the picture?
Perfect. This is the big one for me.
Okay. So what can you tell me about the artist that you're talking about? Could you talk a little bit more about that so I can understand?
Well, they're, for the most part, they're crafters. You know, they're like decoupage artists. They use epoxy in their craft working, and the interest that people have in making something with their own hands is growing. You know, I see this as something that could really round out my business during the slow months, especially.
Sounds really promising. Bob, is this a new product line for you in your business?
No, and that's the beauty of it. I can do smaller packaging kits for the artists of the product that I'm already producing. I mean, it's not a completely new product. You know, sure, there may be there may have to be a little tweaking, but from a chemical standpoint, for the decoupage grade, it's you only add a little more of a of an accelerator, so that you get the hardness. But you still maintain a little bit of the flexible backbone of the epoxy itself. So you know, it's not going to be that hard. I'm really happy for it. I like it.
It sounds brilliant. So it's smaller packaging of really what you're doing now with maybe a little tweak. And mm-hmm. I guess the question on this that I have, Bob, is what avenues would you use to start marketing to these individuals?
I really have no idea. I don't know.
Okay. Well, why don't we brainstorm some ideas together and see what we can come up with? I know it's brand new, so it takes some thought time.
Well, okay. You know there are different craft shows, you know, around the city that I guess I could contact. But that seems sporadic and labor intensive to me, though. You know, a lot of one-off effort, and I don't know anyone who does the crafts personally. I just know a lot of people do them, so I really don't have any ideas or an inside track of what I could where I could get into that. Hold it. Wait a minute. There's a new large craft store that just has opened up in Atlanta. It's over on the south side of the city, south of the airport. And I was reading an article about that the other day. They even hold classes to make the various crafts. You know, I saw it. I know where it was. I saw it advertised in the Atlanta Journal just a few days ago. That'd be a great place to start.
So, Bob, I have an observation. When you were talking about contacting the craft shows, your voice really dropped. You didn't really feel like that was a good idea for you. It didn't sound like to me. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Okay. And then there was a distinct pickup when you started thinking about this new store. Wow.
I'm absolutely jazzed, you know, about contacting the craft store. I mean, I think that's going to be my next step.
Yeah, that's great. So that's what you're going to do next on that. That's wonderful. This is such
I was thinking, you know, you've seen this decoupage grade stuff and what some of the artist work. If you've ever been in some of the restaurants, you see the up at the bars or the tables, you see this almost a glass sheen that's laid on the top of the tables. Sometimes it'll have, you know, little things under it, like buttons or old newspaper clippings or something like that, and it's sealed in epoxy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a place, where was I? I was somewhere, and it was about a 70-foot bar, and they had actual stamped copper sheet. It was a beautiful, beautiful copper luster, but it was a copper sheet that had designs in it, but it was, and it had epoxy that was laid down on top of it. And then there were some little things. I think it was a Tex-Mex type establishment, and they had a wanted poster under the epoxy, and a couple of old deputies' badges. So, and it really popped, and that's the kind of thing that that I really want to start targeting is the artists that do stuff like that, because you know, your quantities are going to increase. They're going to need more of the product, and the more of this stuff that I can get out there, naturally, the more profitable the business is going to be. So, yeah, that's I think I'm really excited about this.
Excellent. Well, the bar sounds beautiful, and I think that this is some great progress. Can you tell me what you're going to commit to doing by the next time we talk again?
Well, my first step is I'm going to commit to doing that email to the homeowners and the prospect list. I'm also going to contact my web guy for that SEM referral.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the last thing is to contact that new craft store. You know, if I can get those three things done and keep this new line moving, I'll just be ecstatic.
As well you should be. That would be quite some stuff. I am so thrilled for that new line. I know you've been wanting that for a while, and I'm so glad that you feel good about your next steps, Bob. This is such exciting stuff for you, and I just want to congratulate you on having implemented so many new cool things in your business since we've been working together.
Well, thank you. You know me though. I don't like to just stick to one thing. I'm always looking for something else. You know, just get out of that box just a little bit and see what it's doing. And yeah. I mean, it's a new world with technology for me. And I know I'm going to see the growth and more seasonal stability for the new from the new ideas.
And I know it is new for you, Bob, but you just hit the nail on the head. It's new, but you're doing it, and you're open to doing it, and that is so key. So is there anything else that you want to discuss today?
No, I'm solid. You know, I'm ready to get moving on these implementations. I'm ready to move forward with this and start taking these steps.
Okay. Well, if you will hold on just a minute, I'm going to close the recording line down, and then you and I will finish. Sound okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.